Dawit Gabriwique is a short, slight man with a faint beard and springy black curls. He walks between the massive greenhouses of P&M Gardens in Eagle River, where he's worked for 2 years.
Morning first. I finished this house, all of them. After that, I am coming right here.
He enters a greenhouse filled with rows of tomato plants and begins pulling off the extra large leaves.
You need every day check. Maybe it's coming big. Like that. Now this one is here.
Gabriwique has never raised vegetables before or even farmed. Now he's responsible for tending 40,000 geraniums, 4,000 plant baskets, and 1,500 tomato plants in cages. He was born in Ethiopia, but spent most of his life traveling from country to country in northern Africa. He's not allowed into Eritrea, where his family is, because of political reasons. So 2 years ago, when he was 21, he was relocated as a refugee to Alaska and got a job with a gardening company. He works alongside Issa Ali Abdul, who comes from the Sudan. Abdul farmed before fleeing his home in Darfur. Through his co-worker, who also speaks Arabic, he explains that in the hot, mountainous area, they grew fields of sesame seeds and other foods. He says it's nothing like working in the greenhouses here, where trays teeming with bright purple pansies grow in plastic houses.
Say this Alaska, you have just snow. You don't have nothing.
But Abdul says he does enjoy his work.
The same, I like working shopping because I bring flowers, I put them in truck, and they sometimes go with truck, help him over there, and they come back.
P&M manager Debbie Bako says they both learned the new skills very quickly and now work for her year-round, even though she and Abdul have to speak through a translator. She says this year she employed about 20 refugee workers during the growing season. She taught them a few necessary words, like same, for matching labels to plants.
And then a lot of it is just visual, showing them what needed to be done. I was totally amazed at how fast they could get it done.
Bako says she spends time with refugees helping them with things like getting bank accounts and driver's licenses and applying for PFDs.
Those are the things that you help them do. And in turn, they're committed to you to do a good job for their pay. And that's hard to find in the seasonal world anymore. It really is.
According to Catholic Social Services, which helps refugees settle into Alaska, on average, more than 85% of refugees are employed within 6 months of arriving in the state. Karen Ferguson is the state refugee coordinator for the organization. She says her agency works with refugees to help find them jobs.
But what they most desire is to be able to be independent, to be able to take care of their family, to be able to pay the bills, and they are ready to work. They often have been not allowed to work, and so it is a very eager workforce, and they most of the time do understand that that may mean that they're going to start as a dishwasher, or they're going to start in janitorial, cleaning the hotel room.
Ferguson says they have a network of businesses who are willing to work through the initial communication struggles to find good employees.
It's so exciting when we get that next call that says, okay, we'll take some more of your refugee candidates.
That's what Bako did. She's been employing refugees for 4 years. She says it's not always easy to overcome some of the cross-cultural differences. And some of her customers make disparaging comments about employing refugees. But she says she doesn't let that bother her as she's watching her business grow. In Eagle River, I'm Ann Hillman.